Hello, and welcome to the Board Gaming Doctor. This is Board Game Arena News, April 20th, 2024. We will go over what games have been fully released to BGA, as well as games pushed forward to beta testing and even public alpha testing. If you are interested in becoming an alpha tester to try these latest games to help the developer find bugs, please follow the instructions linked in the description. At this time, we have 3 new games to beta and 4 games to alpha testing with a little surprise at the end. Now in beta is Tapas, a 2024 game by Ludovic Lepine. Tapas is an abstract board game on the theme of gluttony, like its Big Brother Donuts, in which players use their tapas tokens to push their opponent's tokens off the board while trying not to knock their own off. Also in beta is Micro Midgard, a 2024 game by Ben Downton. Travel the 9 realms of Norse mythology and be the champion to fulfill the Norns' prophecies before Ragnarok comes. Players move meeples on a shared board to gain resources, craft relics, and complete quests to gain glory, as the Wolf's Skull and Hadi get ever closer to catching the sun, soul, or the moon, Mani. When one of the wolves reach the end of the track, the current objective is scored and points are awarded to the winning player. The game ends when either a player reaches 9 points, or the final 5th objective has been scored. Now in beta is Forks, 2nd edition, a 2023 game by Mark Stockton Pitt. It's tourist season, and you have to choose which destinations to invest in and which to market. Cleverly pass cards to manipulate your neighbors into marketing the ones you've invested in and avoid marketing theirs. Forks 2nd Edition has the simple rules and quick gameplay of Forks, but with some significant changes. The most obvious change is the theme and artwork, basing the look and style of Art Deco tourism posters. The main gameplay change is to now have simultaneous play as standard, removing the swap rule and only including merge as a variant. This speeds up the game significantly, meaning it now plays well with up to 6 players. To enable this, each suit now has an additional 3 cards, in place of the bonus cards from the 1st edition. In alpha testing is Cartographers, a role-player tale, a 2019 game by Jordi Adon. In Cartographers, a role-player tale, players serve Queen Gymnax as cartographers tasked with reclaiming northern lands for the Kingdom of Nalos. By fulfilling the Queen's edicts and carefully mapping territory while thwarting the Draggle's influence, players compete to earn the most reputation stars by the end of 4 seasons, aiming to be declared the greatest cartographer in the kingdom. Also in alpha testing is Circle of Life, On the Savannah, a 2024 game by Maurice Van Niekerk. In this game of survival, players strategically place animals on the savannah, each with placement restrictions and hunting skills. As the game progresses, animals will either kill, scare away, or remain inactive based on their abilities and position in the row. Points are earned for both surviving and hunting animals, while penalty points are incurred for unplayed cards at the game's end. The player with the most points when all cards have been played claims victory and earns the title of the King of the Savannah. In alpha testing is Agony Ant, a game by David Parlett. In Agony Ant, players use a standard deck of cards, a 3x3 grid board, and counters to play a game similar to Hearts. The objective is to avoid penalties found in specific tricks, with each penalty resulting in placing a counter on the corresponding spot on the board. Counters are lost at the end of the round, and players lose additional counters based on the rows formed by their counters. The game ends when a player places their last counter, and the winner is determined by the player with the most remaining counters. In alpha testing is Aurum, a 2023 game by Shreesh Bhatt. In Aurum, players act as alchemists, striving to transmute metals into gold through trick-taking gameplay. With bidding on tricks and careful card play, players aim to win the most tricks, while collecting gold cards to earn points. The game ends when a player can't play a valid card, and points are tallied based on trick-taking success and gold card collection. The player or team with the most points wins a gold nugget, and the first to collect 2 nuggets claims victory. Finally, if you are a fan of Bunny Kingdom, additional testing for the already released game is underway in alpha testing. It looks like there is alpha testing for Bunny Express, a micro expansion which allows you to build train tracks on the board. In addition, several promo cards are being tested. Join up if you are a fan and expert at the game, and you can help out with the latest additions and changes coming to that game. Thank you for consulting with us today, and hope you schedule an appointment with us real soon. Take care.